Good morning. The time is 9:06. Temperature up a couple of degrees. Still overcast, but now a temperature of 25 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes, going to hear a conversation that myself and Jeff Gress had with an outstanding young lady. And again, like to bring out these discussions with, I think, some of the best and brightest young people in our area. Claire Cushman, she is a multi-sport athlete from Wausau East High School. She was the Wisconsin Valley Conference Softball Player of the Year as a junior a season ago. She received honorable mention in terms of volleyball during the past fall sports season and is currently a member of the Wausau East girls basketball team, averaging upwards of 15 points per game for the Lumberjacks. And again, just a very interesting young lady. And one thing that I really enjoy about the discussions that we have with the young people, and we have those each and every week, is that I think a lot of folks always, there's a whiplash kind of feeling to say, oh, the kids are not what they once were. The thing that I've learned over the years that for different reasons is that they are much, in a sense, more mature when it comes to talking in front of a microphone. I recall when I was young, I had this intense fear. I could never sit here and talk in front of a microphone. The first time I ever had a chance to be in front of a microphone, I was not able to talk. Ultimately, I was able to get experience in college and be able to become comfortable in front of a microphone. But the young people are so comfortable, and I just think that I'm not sure what the reasons are behind it, but they're able to communicate so very well. And somebody like Claire Cushman is so involved in athletics, but you still have the school, you still have everything else in your life that you have to balance. And these young people do that so incredibly well. So we're going to find out about that and a whole bunch more with Claire Cushman coming up at 9:20 here this morning. Also want to let you know about tomorrow, because we have a busy day coming up tomorrow. We will be joined by three different guests coming up in the first hour of the program tomorrow. We'll be talking to Bob Look. He is, of course, joined us every other Wednesday. And we talk about the news, the issues, sports, everything else that we kind of bounce things off. And we try to go for a wide variety of topics. And as we go into 2024, I think one of the things we'll talk about tomorrow is, what do we hope to see in 2024? Because I do think sometimes we look at things as they are. We kind of pick at things as they are. Look at some of the flaws as they are. I think at times it's good to be aspirational, to say, this is how things are, but how would we like to see things? How would we like to see the year 2024 with so many important questions to be answered? I'm going to try to be a little aspirational tomorrow morning in that first hour with Bob Look. In the second hour, we'll be joined, as we do every other Wednesday as well, by the executive director of the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation and the Grand Theater, Sean Wright. 2023 was an outstanding year for the PAF and the Grand. Seems like every time that Sean would come in here, talk about the sellout crowds at the Grand, the incredible performances, the great shows that Sean and his staff have been able to bring in. So we'll find out what's coming up early in 2024 at the Grand with Sean Wright early on in hour number two tomorrow. And then at the bottom of the second hour tomorrow, we'll be joined by the from the Marathon County Public Library by Chad Daly. He would normally join us on Tuesday, but Chad is off today and said, could you do it the following day? I said, sure, we'll do it. We'll just jam things up really tight tomorrow. Bob Look in hour number one. Of course, Brittany Merlot will join us as well in hour number one. Sean Wright in hour number two, and Chad Daly at the bottom of the second hour as well. So lots on the itinerary tomorrow here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And, of course, in addition to Bob Look and to Brittany Merlot and to Sean Wright and to Chad Daly and myself, tomorrow we'll also be joined by Ian Welsh. And as today, not quite as jam-packed, but I'm in this part of the studio across the way through the glass. Ian Welsh is there. Good morning, Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
2024.
Yeah.
Do you have a checkbook by any chance? Or is it you at the point that...
I do have a checkbook.
Okay. Yeah. But the only time that I write checks is right around this time of the month. Because the only checks I write are for my rent. I write a rent check and I drop it in the box. There's a rent box in my apartment complex. Otherwise, I don't write any checks. I've been reminding myself, because when I get home later on, after my basketball broadcast tonight, going to write out my rent check. I should have done it already. I should have done it yesterday. I wasn't feeling, not doing anything else. But my first thought is make sure that I don't write 2023.
Yeah.
Because those patterns are tough to break.
especially at the beginning of the new year.
And something that I can't talk about anymore is during the course of the last 12 months, I would get on this program, I would say whatever day it is, and then I would say, I can't believe how fast 2023 is going. I want to be able to say, man, I can't believe how slowly 2024 is going. But I have found as I get older, every year seems to go by quicker and quicker. My hope is to be able to say, man, this year is just going so slowly. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to say that.
Yeah.
If you look to 2024, and we talked about resolutions last hour.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are you excited for the new year? Is it something that we're able to turn the page and start in a different way to have things you're looking forward to in this year? Is there anything in this year that you're really excited about?
I am excited about this new year, not only because there's a lot of more theater opportunities that'll be happening later in the year, but it's also I have a lot more social events that I'll be going to get outside of my comfort zone and interact with people more. Like in February, I'm going to in addition to the Jazzy Chaperone shows, I'll also be going to a murder mystery Valentine's dinner with a good friend of mine. And my escape room crew have been excited for this new year, and we're going to expand our map a little bit and travel a little further outside of the Wausau area for some new escape rooms. And at the end of this month, like on the 27th, we're going to Appleton for a different escape room. It's kind of a film noir black and white escape room. So it's
very cool. I love the film noir. Cool. That is very cool. And real quickly, again, I've not done escape rooms. I don't have all the understanding of it.
I would highly recommend it. Escape rooms are a lot of fun as long as you...
Are you competing against other people? Are you teamed up with people? How does that work?
Escape rooms are all about working together as a team.
Okay.
In fact, the more people you have in your team, the higher your chances are
of escaping
easier. But no, it's not a competition.
Okay.
I mean, it's a competition.
But your team either wins or loses. Either get out or not.
It's a team effort. Everybody can contribute. Everybody helps. And we...
what's the record here? I mean, how many wins do you have on your teams and how many losses? Do you win more often than you lose in these escape rooms?
Overall, We've done about 20, 21 escape rooms. I'd say out of those, we've won about 3/4 of them and only lost about, let's say, maybe 5 or 6. It was pretty close, though.
They better toughen things up. They better make it harder. You're making it look easy.
I'm worried about when we go to Appleton, it might be a little more challenging because I've never done an escape room.
You shouldn't be worried about it. You should be looking for the challenges. Don't be worried about it. Yeah. You gotta challenge yourself. You can't just win all the time because it gets boring. You can't win the championship every year. Then you'd be Alabama. Oh, no, they lost yesterday.
It's not that we don't mind losing. It's just that there's certain things in the escape room that it's like, you know, it's pretty obvious once they explain it, when you're trying to find it yourself, it's like, what does this mean?
Very interesting. Well, it does sound like you've got some good stuff planned, at least, you know, very early here in 2024. For folks out there, hopefully you're excited about it. And we're excited about it here on Bow Falls Radio because it's going to be a very busy year for Bow Falls Radio and also for Civic Media. We're going to be very much involved in covering these elections coming up in the next couple of months, the spring elections, as we mentioned earlier. It's going to be a very interesting time in our community with the Wausau mayoral race. We have, again, council races. We have school board, county board, and all that, so much going on, and you'll be able to, you know, keep up to speed on it here on Bow Falls Radio. Plus with Civic Media, we're going to have incredible coverage from the Republican National Convention this summer coming to Wisconsin in Milwaukee, and as the United States Senate race heats up, going to have incredible coverage of that and everything else going on here in the state of Wisconsin. And of course, Wisconsin will be one of the epicenters of the presidential race, both in terms of the nominating process in the spring, and then, of course, in the general election. I'm sure we will see beyond the convention, we will see candidates from both sides of the aisle coming to Wisconsin to try to get those electoral votes. It should be, again, a very exciting 2024.
And less than 40 days until the Super Bowl.
Yes, that is true. I mean, it seems like it should be closer than that. It's only January. I mean, but nowadays it goes.
Super Bowl is February 11th.
Goes into deep February nowadays. But we're going to take a quick time out and then come back and talk to Claire Cushman, Wausau East High School 3-sport athlete. Very impressive young ladies. That's coming up next here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Again, Jeff Gress and myself, last week, had a chance to talk to Claire Cushman from Wausau East High School, 3-sport athlete on the Big High School Sports Show. Here's that conversation.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And I'm going to ask you a really kind of odd question because we've been talking a lot about these holiday tournaments going on. Are you happy that the East is not involved in one, or is that something you wish you were traveling somewhere to be in a tournament for a couple of days?
Yeah, I think it can go both ways. I know the team and I, and especially coach, like, we always want to be playing basketball, you know, and definitely getting the reps in for games and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I think it's also nice to have time to relax, be with family, and also we are practicing, so we will be with the team and whatnot. But yeah, I think it can go both ways. I mean,
as somebody that's so busy, I imagine it's like, because we got a lot to talk about in terms of your sports, because you played volleyball in the fall, you're right now on the hardwood in basketball here in the spring, and then in the winter and then in the spring softball, and number one, congratulations, Valley Conference Player of the Year last season. I mean, just outstanding stuff. I'm gonna make the hard question right away.
Okay.
why beat around the bush here.
I'm ready.
What is your favorite sport?
Softball, by far. No hesitation.
When you hit like you hit, I'm not surprised at all. In terms of all these sports, when did you start playing, like, volleyball, basketball, and softball?
Yeah, I definitely picked up softball first. I think it, honestly, you say your true passion. Mm-hmm. I would say definitely started young with my dad, and yeah, so softball, and then it was basketball with being coached, like, by our dads. I know Sydney Crawford on the team, her dad, Olivia Shaneman, like, from the beginning. We've been coached from like fourth grade all up to, I think it was like, well, obviously our travel ball days until we hit high school. And then volleyball. Yeah, I would say volleyball and basketball, they go back and forth. Like, I would say it would go softball, basketball, or softball, volleyball, basketball.
Is it a case, you know, when you play in multiple sports, obviously when you're playing at the level that you play at, especially in softball, and you're going to go to UWGB and play softball at the next level, what keeps you going to stay in a sport like volleyball in the fall? When you think, man, I mean, you could be obviously, you know, working on one of your other sports. What makes you keep going in terms of making sure that you're involved in a sport each of these seasons?
Yeah, I would say it definitely gets a little stressful at times to keep up with, you know, going after practice, going to hit and whatnot for softball. But I think it's just the love of, like, the sport and, like, being involved for sure. Like, volleyball, I have the time of my life. When coaches say, like, gosh, it's my senior year, you're going to miss it. It's like, I miss volleyball already. And it's happened how many months ago? Like, maybe 2 months ago, a month ago. But I think it's just being with the teammates. I love, like, team aspects and changing it up, you know, like, volleyball, it's different than basketball, which is completely different than softball. And it's just, yeah, you get in a roll. And then,
well, that's kind of the same direction I was just going to go with how important it is to be a multiple sport athlete. I mean, I just think when you choose to do that and you enjoy doing that, you get so much more out of your high school career than when you just focus on one, even though if you prioritize, maybe you could go a little farther. But, you know, you have the best of both worlds. You're getting to go as far as you can in one of the sports that you absolutely love, plus making a difference. So for you, how important is it being a multiple sport athlete?
It's super important. I think I really wouldn't want to be doing anything other with my time. You know, it's just with the girls, like all the team, you know, you go from one group of girls to another, and like you can call them your friends and you hang out like in the sport, outside of the sport. And also, like, using different muscles, I would say. Like, you're not using the same muscles you are during basketball than you are softball, but it just keeps you in shape and keeps you moving, I feel.
And let's stick on this idea that, you know, you're a senior and days are numbered, right? I mean, graduation is inevitable. You don't have a choice unless you want to permanently fail and go back, right? So how important has this journey been in basketball? Because you've just seen things get more the W's have come, been more competitive in games, and I'm assuming the group of girls that you're in the class with, the seniors have just, you know, you've been a long part of, or a part of that long growing process as well as finding the success. What have been some keys for you guys from the time you were freshmen till the time you're seniors in terms of your growth to make the program competitive and get some of those W's, those hard-fought W's, especially over the years?
Yeah, I would say our group, we have seven seniors. You don't see that much in high school basketball, especially Wausau East, so it's so, like, rewarding and lucky to be a part of, because I can look at the girls and be like, you're my teammates. Am I too far away? Sorry. You're my teammates, but you're also some of my closest friends, and it's like, I know that we can be together on the court but also have good conversations off the court and whatnot. And I think ever since we were young, we like waited for this day to be all together on the court again, and it's just, I don't know, it's a blast. And to be all seniors, it's kind of sentimental because it's like, you know, this is our last year, our last shot to bring it all together and push towards the end, and that's what we're doing. So it's kind of very rewarding, I would say.
Again, we're talking to Claire Cushman, Wausau East High School senior, here on Bull Falls Radio. Along those lines, the struggles, because there has been struggles in terms of building these programs where there's been a lot of turnover in coaches, and that makes it just hard. And yet you've had, it seems, had a group that has been willing to work through it. And I think we talked about it during the football season as well, with a group of Lumberjacks that had to go through a lot of tough times and yet to be able to be rewarded. Yeah. And for yourself, what have the tough times meant? Has it made those moments sweeter when things have come together for you and your teammates?
For sure. For sure. It just says a lot about the girls that we're in it for each other. And, you know, what are we going to do to make this better? And just dealing with it. I think definitely this year we've learned, and looking back at like the past how many seasons, you know, being together, it's something bad could happen to us, but it's how we're going to respond. And I think we're really good at responding. So, yeah, now we're here.
Well, and how about some of your teammates? I mean, there's double-edged sword here. You name names. You gotta, you know, you never want to leave anybody out. But what are some of your teammates bring to the floor that you enjoy playing with them and what they're able to do out there with you?
Yeah, I think our team all together has energy. Grayson Berger, she's always going to be the first one to say something, and we love her for it because she's going to say what we don't like we want to say, but, you know, we're just scared to say or something. Yeah. So we love her for that. And, you know, I would say Oli, she's always making us laugh. Sydney, she's always working hard, putting her head down, which is good because that pushes all of us to get better. And, yeah. I mean, I could say something about everyone right. on the team. No. So
it sounds very close-knit, and it's a team-based thing, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. With seven seniors, sometimes it's hard because, number one, they're your friends. You've been around each other so much.
Yeah.
Is it ever – do you take on the leadership role? Do you enjoy it? Is it hard if you are because, you know, you get friends that will say what they think sometimes, you know, and you're tight-knit and there's a lot of you, so it's not always easy to wrangle in six other people. But what's your role as a leader on this team?
I think my role as a leader on this team is just to be there for everybody, pick everybody up. Obviously, we've been through some hard times as, like, everybody who follows us over the past how many years, and it's just how can you come back every practice, every game with a smile on your face and pick everybody up and be like, hey, it's okay. How are we going to laugh? How are we going to have fun? And, yeah, I guess you need to have fun in practice. So I try to bring that to the team, but also work hard and push each other.
We will have more of our conversation with Claire Cushman coming up in just a few moments. But first, it's time for a news update coming up next. The time is 9:28, Tuesday morning, the second day of 2024. Glad you could join us. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Nine to 12:30. Continuing our conversation, Wausau East High School senior Claire Cushman, Jeff Grass and myself had a chance to talk to the outstanding three sport athlete, and here's more of that discussion. We had Coach Stout on a few weeks ago talking about, you know, this group, and she mentioned the fact there were so many seniors and also how she wanted to basically allow you to all kind of spread your wings a little bit, not be afraid to go out there and shoot the basketball and have the confidence. What has her presence been the last couple of years in terms of trying to build and get the confidence for the entire group that's allowed you to win already more games, I think, than you probably had the last couple of years?
Yeah. Coach Stout is great. I mean, it's just amazing to be taken over by her and then just feeling the support that she provides our team. Support on the court, off the court. She just wants the best for all of us. And I think as a basketball coach, as a player's perspective, that's what you want from a basketball coach. And I think she's done a great job, and it's just been so rewarding. Obviously, we've won some games, so that's good. But also, like, your personal life, if you have something, like, she's going to always be there for you. So having that relationship with a coach is just very, very special. And it's like you don't see that often, you know, so.
And looking at your conference a little bit, I mean, you've seen some of these teams probably forever, whether it's been from travel ball all the way through. Do you have a favorite opponent you like to play? Do you have somebody you don't like to see? Do you have any? You guys pick up on tendencies and the way teams play and individual players versus the team type of aspects of whatever they are. So I guess, I don't know, favorite team you really look forward to playing, whether just because you want to beat them because you don't like them, or whether you want to win because that's the team you want to beat. Any conference rivals, I guess.
I would say definitely, obviously, the East-West. I feel like everybody can say that because crosstown rivals. But I would say Everest, too. Okay. Those are the two.
You know, as a senior, I think it's always difficult to, you know, every game is one less game you get to play. But you want to get to that game because it's more fun than practice, usually, because it's the game. That's why we practice, right? How hard is it to know that that time from that sport is going to be gone sooner, and I won't get to go back to? I mean, I get my next spring sports season, but I don't get the winter sports season back anymore as you graduate. I guess what will you miss most about it, And I'm assuming there's no answer. You can't slow it down. Times and it yeah, doesn't exactly. stop. So what will you miss most about it when the season ends?
I think the most I miss about basketball is just the girls and the friendship. Yeah. Obviously, we spend time outside of basketball together. But just like showing up to practice, and basketball is such a long season. So it's, you know, every single day you just look forward to spending that time with the people. So
do yeah. a lot of the girls from your basketball team also play on your softball team, or is
nope, I believe it's just Grayson.
Okay.
Yeah. How is that dynamic? I imagine that's a great aspect, actually, in the sense that you do have a different group that you connect yeah. with in different sports. I imagine that's, in a sense, you know, I can see how having a group that goes together from sport to sport would be a great thing, but also to have maybe a different kind of relationship with one of your softball teammates as opposed to your basketball teammates. How do you look at that?
I think it's so fun. It's just a different environment in each sport and different girls, obviously. So you just, I don't know. Yeah, it's just fun to be a part of. And obviously you're playing a different sport, so you're getting to right. see different sides of each other and like different leadership roles, obviously. And yeah.
As a basketball player now here in your senior year, how have you changed? Maybe what are the areas that you've improved the most at since you first started? When did you first start playing varsity basketball? What year?
My freshman year.
So you've had that. Yeah. And by the way, did you play varsity in all your sports as a freshman?
Not volleyball.
Okay,
no,
so softball and basketball. So comparing yourself as a basketball player as a freshman to where you are today, where are the areas that you've taken the biggest strides in your opinion?
I would say aggressiveness for sure. My freshman year, I still remember my first game. I'm out there and I'm just like shaking and I'm scared. But no, I think being aggressive, definitely taking it to the hole and taking the shots. And if I'm open, I'm going to shoot. And, you know, if I have the lane, I'm going to drive. And I think that's one thing that I've really improved on this year.
That mentality. And again, going back to our discussion with Coach Stout, that mentality seems to be something that is being tried to be a foundation within your program. How much easier is it to play the game when you do have that I guess call it leeway mm-hmm. to maybe miss a shot, yeah. but to have the confidence to make a shot, to have the confidence to be able to go to the basket, the mental aspect of sports, and I mean, obviously you've been around it so much, yeah. I imagine that's vitally important in terms of success.
Very important. I think 90% of the game is mental. I mean, you hear that all the time, so it's like, if you don't have that mental aspect, it's going to be hard to perform every single time. So just knowing that, like, it's okay, like, you need to take the shot, and if you miss it, then you're going to be completely fine, and you're not going to get pulled from one mistake or one turnover and whatnot. So just keep playing hard, and that's all they can ask for.
And again, just one, I'm always, we were talking right when you walked in, like how I'm always impressed how high school athletes, you know, they balance their schedule, especially multi-sport, because it's, I don't, some people are like, yeah, they just play and they're going to do this. And it's, well, it's not. It's I want to keep my swing. Or are you a pitcher at all?
I play third base.
Okay, so yeah. So keeping your softball game fresh mm-hmm. from the time that, you know, you don't want to just stop if yeah. you got a lot hinging on what you want to accomplish as much as, you know, your basketball shot when the volleyball season's on. How hard is it to be, and on whatever top, you know, you got friendships and family and some student athletes work. How hard is it to balance that time, or are you good with it? Because I know time management yeah. can be a huge headache for some people in life. So
yeah, I would say it's definitely busy and stressful at times, but it's worth it in the end. I mean, going from, you know, go to basketball practice and you got to go hit, to, you know, because you got to stay on top of everything throughout every sport. So I'd say it's very difficult at times, but it's rewarding. Very rewarding.
Let's step away from the fields for a moment. What's your favorite class?
Oh, boy. I do a lot of special needs work. Like, I take teacher assistant in special needs department. So I am in an art class right now. So that's probably my favorite class that I'm involved in, I would say.
Also, in terms of, it's always interesting when somebody that does get the opportunity to play college sports, whatever sport it may be, that process. What was the process like for you? When did colleges start reaching out to you about your softball? What yeah. was the mindset in terms of how you decided that UWGB was the place for you? Could you maybe take us a little behind the curtain on that process?
So I think, oh gosh, when I... It was beginning to travel ball when I was younger, and I was like, wow, like, I think I really want to do this. Like, looking at, like, my, you know, your peers, and you're like, wow, when I get older, like, I want to do this. And I'm like, I want to play college softball. So as being young, like that's my goal. So how can I achieve this? Mm-hmm. So then I joined Fire Pro, which is an organization, a club ball organization, and playing with them, going to recruiting tournaments and sending emails and all the things that you do to get recruited and whatnot. Yeah, just doing that until I would say, well, obviously junior year is when in softball when coaches can reach out to you. So kind of sending the emails and hopefully hearing back. And yeah, and then Green Bay kind of came into the picture, I would say. My junior year, I knew like, wow, I really like it. Whatnot, I went on a visit and I'm like, wow, like this is a place that I can find home. And that's really special because yeah, obviously you're signing up for the next 4 years. Right. And if you want to be completely set on your decision, couldn't be happier. And like my parents and my support system, like everything is just so special, and to be able to do this and then have them by my side. And yeah,
aside from obviously being attracted to UW Green Bay because of the softball scholarship, mm-hmm. have you looked into what your major might be or what you want to do in the future that can still be there, that you want it to be part of your life? Because you know, after at some point, unfortunately, you know, sports can end, so
the
real world can kick you. So you do it as long as you can and as long as it's fun. But anything that interested you at that school also as a major? Or
I'm looking into psychology. I think that's what I'm going to major in. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
You obviously, UWGB is expecting you when you get on campus to do well in the softball field. We've talked a little bit about the balancing. Right now, say, do you do anything with softball during this time of year, or is it all basketball? How do you, maybe share with us in terms of how you try to make sure that you stay sharp on the sport that obviously is going to be the one that you focus on after this year? Do you do anything with softball right now?
I do. So I'll go hit after practice and whatnot, and I try to do it at least 2 to 3 times a week, you know, staying fresh. I have played softball tournaments on the weekends, so yeah, just year round, but I wouldn't trade it for the world.
And also something about our area, I think, and again, maybe I'm, in terms of following it, it does seem like there's a number of the girls in our area now that are going to the next level, playing college softball. Has there been a lot of girls around here that you've sensed that the level of competition and the level of skill has been going up in our area when it comes to softball?
Oh, 100%. I think it's great to see, like, the love of softball, you know, especially, like, I can look at someone who wants to play college softball and it's like, wow, you have the same determination and drive and, like, love for the sport, and that's just so special to see because obviously you don't see it that often. I mean, there's a lot of college athletes, but how many people, like, go off to play in high school? Mm-hmm. So it's just so fun to see and, like, that they love it and, like, feel the love for it as much as you do, so, yeah.
And in analyzing your game, what do you think? Because obviously it's just like coming from when you're an eighth grader and all of a sudden you're playing some varsity sports as a freshman. It's bigger, faster, stronger. There's just that pace of the game. I'm assuming there's another jump when you get everybody's, you know, the college is recruiting and bringing, oh, here's the best player here, here's the best player, and there's mm-hmm. more competition. It's another level jump. What do you think that, is there a part of your game you really want to get ready for the college level? Like, I gotta do this a little better from high school to my freshman year in college.
Yeah, I think just overall improving my mental aspect of the game. I think making that jump physically, you can be 100% ready, but are you mentally ready? Mentally ready to, like, take on and be like, wow, everybody's so good here, but how can I find my place and how can I do my role? And I think that's just something I do want to work on. And it's like attacking every practice and don't take like a day off and whatnot.
So. And is UWG, I'm just, are they any good? Are they, I don't follow any softball.
Yes,
are they, they are good.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, you got to kind of say that.
Yeah,
just to be safe, but yeah. I get it. Go ahead.
What are your goals for this spring? Obviously, you're going to finish up and hopefully, you know, do a lot of good things the rest of the winter. But being the player of the year as a junior, I mean, that's, you know, that's cool in itself. Now you're coming back for your senior year, both in terms of your individual goals for this coming spring and maybe your team goals. What are you looking for? As we have no snow on the ground, so maybe it'll stay this way and get out there real quickly. But what are your goals for the spring?
I think personally, just staying on top of my work, how hard can I work and push myself? Because obviously I haven't reached my full potential and there's still days that I need to push myself and work hard to be the best person I can be, like, personally, like, as an athlete, but also, like, as a teammate, too, on and off, like, the field or the court or whatever sport I'm in at the moment. But, yeah, just keep working hard, keep improving, attacking every game, I would say, not taking a pitch off.
Mm.
Yeah.
And should it be time for our final question? Okay. You got anything else?
Nope, I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay, because every time that we bring in somebody, especially a senior, to the program, we like to ask the question is, you know, and obviously in all your sports, you see freshmen and sophomores who are just starting their journey, that you're kind of getting close to the end. Mm-hmm. If you were to take your experiences and what you've learned and be able to pass along a piece of advice to somebody that's starting their high school journey as a varsity player in any sport, what have you learned over these last few years that you can pass along to a young teammate?
Yeah, I think I've learned that no matter if you win or lose, you're still going to be with the girls and you're still going to make friendships and relationships that you wouldn't have made outside of athletics and just taking that and, you know, just having fun. Mm. I say overall, you're going to look back and you're not going to remember the losses and you're going to remember the big moments. So enjoy the big moments and just keep those with you because those are memories you're not going to forget.
Well, what has been the biggest moment maybe in your athletic career at this point? It could be, you know, it could be travel, could be high school, could be middle school. What is maybe a moment that still sticks with you as one of the great moments in your athletic endeavors?
Oh, boy. I'd say...
Did you have a grand slam home run to win the game at any point?
I mean, I would definitely say there's moments like those that I remember, but I think it's just being with my girls. Mm-hmm. I think of how many moments that I'm like, wow, that was something I'll never forget. But I think truly I'll never forget the relationships that I've made in high school.
Again, that was our conversation with an outstanding student athlete, Claire Cushman of Wausau East High School. And again, you can hear discussions like that every Wednesday night, 6 till 8 p.m. on the Big High School Sports Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. The time is 9:48. Coming up, we'll have our first daily history lesson of 2024. That's straight ahead here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:51, 25 degrees under overcast skies here in Wausau. Again, expect the clouds to continue throughout the day. A high temperature of 31. Tonight, chance of flurries after 4 a.m., otherwise cloudy, a low of 25. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries before noon and a high near 29 degrees. Today, the second day of January 2024, day number two of the year, 363 days left in 2024. Actually, 364 days left, because I believe it is a leap year, isn't it? Is it February?
I'm not sure, but that'd be pretty cool if it was.
I think on February this year, that is 2024.
Oh my gosh, it is.
So it's actually 364 days left here in 2024. So.
How about that?
Maybe this year it will seem like a long year, because it will be a long year. But it is January the 2nd, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1890, Alice Sanger became the first female staffer for the White House. On this date in 1929, Canada and the United States agreed on a plan to preserve Niagara Falls. On this date in 1936, Burma Shave erected roadside signs throughout the U.S. promising free a trip to Mars for 900 empty jars. Arliss French collected 900 jars and demanded the free trip. He finally settled when Berbashev supplied a spacesuit and flew him to Mars, Germany, a small town near Dusseldorf. On this date in 1974, President Richard Nixon signed a bill lowering the maximum U.S. speed limit to 55 miles per hour in order to conserve gasoline during an OPEC embargo. On this date in 1989, 200,000 baseball trading card packs were recalled after an obscenity was discovered painted on infielder Billy Ripken's bat handle. On this date in 2018, the World Health Organization announced it would classify gaming addiction as a mental health condition.
I completely agree with that.
And 1 year ago today, Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin collapsed on the field after making a tackle in a Monday night NFL game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthday today. TV host Jack Hanna turning 77 years old today. Actor Gabriel Carteris played what was her first name? Zuckerman. Her last name was Zuckerman, and I watched this show many times. Beverly Hills 90210. Actor Gabriel Carteris turning Andrea Zuckerman. Hey, came to me in time. Andrea Zuckerman, but Gabriel Carteris played Andrea Zuckerman on Beverly Hills 90210. Also became the Actors Union head. And I think she still is the Actors Union head. She is 63 years old today. Actor Tia Carrere from Wayne's World movies and Dancing with the Stars is 57 years old today. Actor Cuba Gooding Jr., show me the money, he said, as he starred in Jerry Maguire, also star of The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story. Cuba Gooding Jr. is 56 years old today. Model Christy Turlington turning 55. Actor Taye Diggs, All-American, Baggage Claim, The Best Man is 53. Renee Elise Goldsberry from Hamilton, Girls 5 Eva, One Life to Live is 53 years old today. And actor Dax Shepard is 49. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Buffet Day. If you love those buffets, today is the day for you. Mm-hmm. It is Cream Puff Day. Ooh. It is also Run It Up the Flagpole Day. It is 55 mile per hour speed limit day. Motivation and Inspiration Day. Personal Trainer Awareness Day. It is Science Fiction Day.
Oh, nice.
It is Swiss Cheese Day. And World Introvert Day. So those are all the special events being celebrated today on January the 2nd. Our number for the day.
Okay.
I am not going to give you the number. I'm going to have you give me the number. I will give you what the number of the day is for today.
Okay.
It is the number of text messages sent in 2023.
Okay.
How many text messages were sent in 2023?
Okay, I know it's going to be a big number. I just got to think how big. It's probably, I'd say, let's see, text messages. Okay, that's probably 2 million.
Not even close.
Really?
8.4 trillion.
Oh, my chimney.
8.4 trillion text messages sent in 2023. That's our number for the day.
That's a shock right there. That's crazy.
Coming up tomorrow on the program, Bob Look in the first hour, Sean Wright from the Grand Theater, Performing Arts Foundation of Wausau in hour two, as is Chad Daly. So that's all coming up tomorrow. Stick around. News is next, followed by As Goes Wisconsin. Ian, have yourself a great rest of your day. Enjoy your first rehearsal tonight, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
I will. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And we will be back tomorrow. And don't forget, tonight I have Marathon High School basketball. The Red Raiders take on Colby, looking to stay undefeated. 7 o'clock airtime tonight, right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. I'm Chad Holmes. It has been the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.